Now that former Representative Don Shooter has been expelled from office, his seat in the Capitol has been filled. But what's next now for the legislative district that he represented? From KJZZ's West Valley Bureau, Casey Kuhn reports from the widespread and largely rural LD 13.
Brownie's Cafe in Yuma caters to a lunch crowd that enjoys home-cooked food and a friendly waitstaff. The old-school diner has a long counter where you'll find Mickey Meyer sipping coffee. The retiree worked at the Yuma Proving Ground.
Yuma's a good place to live, and we try to elect people that are okay.
That's Meyer's response to questions about what happened to his former representative. This is just a few weeks after a detailed report of Shooter's alleged sexual harassment culminated in his removal from office. Meyer is careful with his words when it comes to local politics.
People in Yuma are pretty tight-knit, so they stick with him. But they didn't stick with him this last time.
Another Brownie's customer, Pam Ryder, is visiting her friend. She moved from Yuma several years ago, but was just discussing Shooter's situation with her former neighbors.
It's terrible because he's part of this community. However, they both also said if that's what really happened, he should not be up there representing us. You know, we need somebody that's honest.
Most refused to speak on the record, saying they don't want to hurt Shooter's family members and their reputation. Many know him personally, and one young man at the cafe was his bartender. They are the type who believe if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. Others still describe Shooter's personality with a choice few words, ones we cannot repeat on the radio. And Myers, who voted for Shooter, sums up his political career like this.
He's done. Stick a fork in him. He's done.
Latent frustration, though, feels just below the surface in the people here who are politically aware. And to understand where that comes from, you have to know the political history of Legislative District 13. Less than a decade ago, a committee redrew the district lines in Yuma County. That essentially cut the region in half. That means the city of Yuma has a different representative than the southern part of Yuma County. And then the committee tacked on much of Phoenix's West Valley to LD 13, which census data show is populated by a different kind of demographic than the Yuma area as far as average income and population density goes. That led to bitterness from people who feel Yuma is often left out of the conversation with other major cities. LD 13 also includes many rural towns like Welton, just outside of Yuma. It's there I meet local farmer John Bolts. We walk along the just-watered rows of green heads, lettuce leaves tickling our ankles. Bolts says it's time someone with rural interests at heart takes up the reins of representing his district.
Rural areas in our state will rarely have equal representation now that Arizona has kind of swung to where the bulk of the population lives in metro areas.
Shooter was retired from real estate and farming when he was elected. Yuma's top issues, Bolt says, are water and immigration, but also spreading knowledge about agriculture.
Some could argue that it's maybe the first and most important thing is what people think about where their food comes from, what people think about rural communities.
Bolts thinks fellow farmer Tim Dunn, the person Yuma County Board of Supervisors chose to replace Shooter, will do a great job of representing those ag interests. For his part, Dunn wants to live up to that promise.
The constituents are very concerned that they make sure they have a voice, that they don't lose out to just votes in the northern part of the district. So it becomes upon me to make sure that I'm able to represent the whole district.
He sits in a sparse office at the Capitol, having only moved in it a week ago. Dunn now serves on the House Transportation, Energy, and Rural Affairs Committees. He says those will keep him busy and are the topics he's most familiar with.
I can engage in and give, I think, support to the chairman and support to those issues right off the bat.
Dunn joins Arizona dairy farmer Sine Kerr in recently filling vacant seats in LD 13. Arizona ag leaders are hopeful this type of representation marks a swing in rural interests having a bigger role in state legislature. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, reporting from Yuma.